I don't want to shortchange seven. Sevens will let me know if I do. They're not shy about those things. So again, all this makes more sense when we're more connected with the ground that these things arise from, right? So we want to look back again at the qualities of our consciousness, our true mind, you might say. One other area of it is the seven domain, what sevens live for. And it's fun to get in touch with. A few things to note about this. Again, I can't give you one word that will cover all of it. There's a few, and I'll just try to paint the picture for you. Our soul, when we're actually home in it, is a place of absolute freedom. There are no walls, no limits, nothing holding us back, nothing condemning us. It's a place of unspeakable freedom. In fact, it's not that our consciousness has freedom, it is freedom. It's astonishing how many people have great awakenings in prison because they find this out, that my body may be in a cell, but my consciousness is not. That can't be taken away from us. So there is this breathtaking freedom. It's like our consciousness feels unlimited. The resources of our soul are unlimited. The gifts that come from our spirit, from God, the graces raining on us, always unlimited. Abundance, freedom. The other word that is a very popular word, which just came out of the Christmas season, and that's a word we like in the Christmas season. The recognition of this and the whole thing coming together brings a sense of joy, a quiet joy, a delight in existence. And if you're seven, this is your specialty. The sense of freedom, open-endedness, possibility, abundance, and joyfulness. You know, a lot of the Enneagram literature, again, sort of paints sevens as party people, superficial. I know a lot of sevens who hate parties. Or maybe they went when they were, you know, teenagers and early 20s, but most of us did in those days. You know, it's more what sevens are about is the sense of freedom, a sense of possibility, the sense of unlimited horizons, and the sense that somewhere in this world is my true fulfillment. Somewhere is my pot of gold, my inner pot of gold, right? Any sevens in the house? What I'm saying makes sense to you? Yeah. So what happens is, as we lose the presence, we lose this sense of my God. We lose our sense of freedom. We lose the sense of abundance. We lose the sense of possibility. We lose the sense of joy, of fulfillment. That's pretty terrible, pretty awful feeling. Unbearable. So our ego gets busy doing the best it can to understand this. Now, what is to the ego doesn't understand what this freedom is. To the ego, freedom is having choices. I can have more channels on the television. I can go to the supermarket and get whatever kind of fruit I want. I can live wherever I want. I can go here, there, and everywhere, right? The ego thinks freedom is having choices. So the more choices, the more freedom, right? But here's the terrible trap of it. If you come to believe, unconsciously, of course, that more freedom equals more choices, what happens when you make a choice? You appear to lose freedom because there's less choices, less possibilities. So my trap becomes, I don't want to make choices. I don't want to be committed. I don't want to get stuck in this, that, or that because it feels like I'm losing the thing that's most precious to me, which is my freedom, my sense of freedom. But the more I do this, the more I get myself tied up in all sorts of knots and get further and further and further from the sense of freedom. Also because seven is a thinking type. They are doing a lot, those sevens, but nothing compared to the action that's going on in my head when I'm a seven. I'm thinking. Now, I'm not having all these worried kind of thoughts like the six or scrutinizing everything like the five. I'm thinking about possibilities as a seven. Oh, we could do this, or this could happen. Wouldn't this be great? Or that would be fabulous. Oh, man, we got to try this. And I kind of keep myself entertained that way. And the excitement of thinking about that is what gives me sort of the ego's version of the joy. But it's not very satisfying because it's not the real thing, right? And it's very addictive, like all these Enneagram patterns are. I just keep thinking about all this stuff I'm going to do. So the more I do that, the more I fall into the passion of the seven, which is gluttony. Can you see what that would be from here? The more away from presence I am, the more away from the grace of God of this, the more I start to feel no abundance, no freedom, no fulfillment, no satisfaction. So my ego's desperately trying to find it, trying to get the experiences that I think will fill me up and make me feel fulfilled and free and happy again. But no matter how much I do, it doesn't do it, because it's not in the content of experience that I'll find it. It is not the content of experience that brings us the sense of fulfillment, satisfaction, and freedom. It is the quality of our attention and presence in any experience we have. You could be sitting on the John, watching the dust motes come through the bathroom window, and be in rapture. And you can spend half of your life savings on an extravagant adventure or party and have it be a big bust because you weren't there. Right? And a lot of times the expectations about these things we plan for actually sets us up for that disappointment. You see? So seven is not about, you know, one thing sevens hate, I can tell you, is being accused of being shallow. Hate it. And from their perspective, it's not that at all. It's just I'm desperately looking around the world and trying to, like a giant ice cream scoop, I'm trying to get all the flavors because I, you know what, I might get the wrong flavor. This is the loss of the guidance part. You see, the guidance comes from the presence. It's the seven part of it. The six is trying to figure out which way should I go? How can I be safe? How can I take care of what I need to take care of? Seven is saying, wherein lies the fulfillment of the soul? And I know as a seven too, that has something to do, and no one ever says this, has something to do with me fulfilling some kind of service, some kind of idealism. Sevens are very idealistic. There's something, but it's like, here I am, 55 years old, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up. What I'm looking for is this place where it all seems to come together and make sense and fills my heart. That's what I'm really looking for, you see? But the more I'm distracting myself with all these possibilities, I'm really scared to try to land anywhere to find out if that's it. So it's like, without that guidance, do I pick A, B, or C? Do you want vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry? What's the seven answer in fixation? All the above. Trial and error, baby. Well, one of these will be the right thing. Just gets a little expensive and tiring. Also for my loved ones, right? So that's the trap of gluttony. But what I need as a seven is to recognize, where is the path? Only one place it can be. Right here, right now. Where is the fulfillment of my heart? Where is the freedom? Right here, right now. As we said from the beginning, where do I connect with grace that's raining down on me? Right now. But you see, all of us find that hard to believe. It's got to be somewhere over there. I got to go to the right workshop, the right retreat. Got to go on the right pilgrimage. Something else. That's where I'm going to find it. Here, now. Yes. Here, now, or never. Very hard for us to believe that. So you can see the doubt and the fear part in the seven here. We don't believe it'll be there for us if we just were still and opened ourselves. So seven, if we do that, if we open ourselves, if we just are where we are, usually we're going to feel anxious. We're going to feel scared. And as a seven, I'm not used to that. It's been running the whole show, but I've been keeping myself occupied to not feel it. But I'm just like the six. I've got all this anxiety in me, right? But just like the six, I breathe. And with that, I understand that fear, the presence of fear, does not necessarily mean something is going wrong. In fact, anytime I'm breaking out of my old ego identity, I guarantee you I will experience fear, all nine types. As you open more into the divine presence, you're going to be scared. You're moving into the unknown. And I'm relinquishing the strategy that I've held since a little kid to keep me safe and okay. So that's going to be scary. But if I do it and stay with it, I get the virtue of the seven starts to grow in me. As I start to feel the freedom and know this satisfaction and really recognize it, the virtue here is sobriety. And I would add another word to it. It's sobriety / gratitude. In other words, I need nothing but this moment. I feel my heart filled. I know the freedom is here. And suddenly I bring this clear, delicious satisfaction that is unshakable. Every moment is a moment for thanks. Every moment, a moment of gratitude, whatever's happening. And I tell you, I don't know why, for me personally, I find it easy to come to this in New Mexico. I'll tell you, for me, I'll just paint an image. Waking up somewhere around here on a brisk morning, especially this time of year, just sit down. You can have a cup of coffee or tea if you prefer. Just look out at that sky and the land in front of you. Smell your coffee. Be there in that moment. You won't know anything but the infinite freedom of your being, the grace of the moment, and this deep gratitude. And my friends, if you're a seven, that's everything you'll ever want. It's the quality of being where you are. You can have it in a traffic jam. So that's our thinking types. We've been thinking about the thinking types. So I think you're going to go into triad groups now. So you want to be holding how these three components operate in you. Your relationship with being grounded here in the moment. Your relationship with being really with your heart. Not just emotionally reacting, but abiding. And your relationship with being willing to drop into this great stillness of your soul. So thank you, and to be continued. Thank you.